Okay, so the key finding that we found was that people rate INEC as ready to conduct the elections. But this was contrasted by quite a number of people who said that they don't trust INEC at all. So we're heading into the election in which people feel that the Independent National Electoral Commission is ready to conduct the election, but they were having bits of trust issues concerning the agency. But we are likely to expect high voter turnout, as much as 78% of Nigerians said that they will almost certainly come out to vote. And this was true across ages, across geopolitical zones. It seems everyone is just waiting for February 14th to go out and cast their vote.
What about the election itself? What did the findings prove about who is going to win or who has an advantage to win?
Okay, so this was also one of the very interesting findings. When we asked people who they were going to vote for, we find that apart from the leading political parties, the ruling People's Democratic Party and the main opposition, the All Progressive Congress, apart from those two leading parties, all other parties in Nigeria, actually, they stand a very slim chance. Only 6% of people say they are going to vote for the others. But in terms of the two leading political parties, we have a tie. So equal number of persons, 42%, say that they will vote for the ruling party, as much as 42% again said they will vote for the opposition party. So it's looking like a tie in the Afro Barometer survey. And even when we ask, regardless of the voting intention, we ask Nigerians to predict the likely winner. And it turned out that both political parties, the leading political parties, they are also running neck and neck because 39% predict that the ruling party would win and 38% predict that the opposition would win. And the difference between them is actually negligible. So it's think that the election is, from our survey, the election is too close to call.
How scientific is your polling?
Oh, our poll is very scientific. I mean, as scientific as polls of this nature can be. Afrobarometer is a survey that is being conducted right now in over 30 countries in Africa, and the methodology is very good, well standardized, and comparable to what obtained elsewhere. We interviewed 2,400 Nigerians, very well distributed across Nigeria. Although we had security challenges in three states, Borno, Adamawa, and Yobe, where we were not able to conduct interviews. So what we did in order not to compromise the integrity of the survey was to conduct surveys in neighboring states in the northeastern part of Nigeria in order to ensure that the findings coming from the northeast are not affected by the loss of those three states. So we have a survey that is accurate with a margin of error of plus or minus 2%, and the methodology is good, I think.
You just spoke about the insecurity challenges. Did the respondent talk about how this will affect their voting pattern? Was that reflected in your polling?
Yes, actually, when we ask where people intend to vote, it was surprising to find that the highest number of voters would actually be coming from the northeastern part of Nigeria. That was very surprising because one would imagine that if it was too difficult to conduct even survey interviews, people in that area might be reluctant to come out to vote. But they had actually the highest number of voters we should expect, while we have the lowest number of expected voters will be in the south-south zone of Nigeria. Now, on the other hand, when we ask for party preferences in the northeast, where we are having these security challenges, the political parties are actually running neck and neck. 43% for the ruling PDP, and 44% for the opposition party. So in the Northeast, people probably the security challenge is not making difference in the candidate that they want to vote for. I think the largest disparity we saw between the political parties was in the southeastern part of Nigeria, where preference for the People's Democratic Party was at 61%, while the opposition could only, command 4% of the vote in that part of the country.